pathway of peace and pools of reflection. Week 1, day 7, absorb his peace. Let us read. Isaiah chapter 32, verses 16 to 18. Justice will dwell in the desert, and righteousness live in the fertile field. The fruit of righteousness will be peace. The effect of righteousness will be quietness and confidence forever. My people will live in peaceful dwelling places, in secure homes, in undisturbed places of rest. Psalm 37:37. Consider the blameless. Observe the upright. There is a future for a man of peace. Thoughtful reflection. Often when we think about peace, we imagine a quiet lake in the early morning where the water is as still as glass, the air is cool and the silence penetrating. There is no disturbance, no noise. So we may feel that if we're to be people of peace, we need to be very accepting of others and we should not be confrontational. As we live in today's society, we may feel that we should just toe the line, be politically correct and not cause conflict. After all, if we are Christians, we should keep the peace. But here is the greatest danger. Many of us, by our silence, have begun to agree with the false prophets and say, peace, peace, where there is no peace. We have tried to be more sentimental than God. We need to realize that there is a sense that this is a violent peace. We need to realize that this peace only exists within the boundaries of righteousness. So we need to confront wrong attitudes, bringing people to peace. If we want to see true peace in people's lives, then we have to be willing to confront. This peace is not passive. This peace is not soft and fluffy. This peace is not for the weak, but for the strong. In these days, there is such a cry for peace. People are terrified that they could lose their homes. They no longer feel secure in their jobs. So we must not let the spirit of our culture control our mindsets. We need to rest and think like God thinks. He says to you, my people will live in peaceful dwelling places, in secure homes, in undisturbed places of rest. We do not have to live like everyone else. We can live in peaceful places and secure homes. I remember when we returned from Africa to live in the UK in 1990. The housing market was so expensive. We didn't know if we'd find a place to live in the area of our church. Soon the pressure of the circumstances began to ruin my peace. I felt overwhelmed and Gordon and I began to argue. Our lives lost their grace and our children were anxious. Then one day God spoke to me so clearly, be at peace. I knew I must obey. I began to take time to pray and walk the dog and deal with my fears and anxieties. As soon as I began to cry out for help, God heard my cry. Then we were given significant gifts and the perfect home became available. We were able to buy my childhood home as my parents moved to the USA. God had it all in hand, but I needed to learn the secret of living right first, for God always has a future for a person of peace. Let us pray. Focus for confession. So, Father, I commit my life to a path of peace. I want to learn to walk in this attitude, whatever my circumstances. I thank you that you love me. You are so good to me. Amen.